It's the In Case You Missed It podcast with us, TC and Dina B, brought to you by Xfinity. Kiss Country 99.9, good morning. We are TC and Dina B backstage at Riptide Music Festival with Jelly Roll.
Jelly, let's start it off by asking you, how was Raw?
Oh, dude. What? What a question. Raw was awesome.
It was awesome.
Dude, it was so cool. It was like, it's like Walmart and poor white people and wrestling are three things. You can count. There's a few things. Waffle House. Poor white people. There's like four or five brands we're just automatically in the money on.
And you know you're in the main event, too,
I was
man.
In the main event, dude.
Randy Orton's comeback.
Yes, dude, and I had his back.
Yeah, I know you
that
did.
That was the best part. I was Randy's guy. You know, but it was the cool thing was I called them, and they said, hey, you know, we're wondering if we have to get you to come to do a little something earlier, would that be okay? I was like, I want to get there as early as I can be there. They were like, huh? I was like, oh, yeah. I showed up, and when they said I could be there at 3:30, I showed up at 3:15, and I was the last person to leave.
Really?
Yeah. It all the wrestlers. I walked the last wrestler out. I hung out all night. It was awesome.
That's amazing.
Well, I said the next day when we saw you on Raw, I was like, if anybody in country music ever wanted to put me in a full helicopter, I would pick Jelly Roll.
Right? Yo, I keep telling them, like, I feel like we should have a tag team match now with me and Randy Orton against Dominic and JD.
There it is.
Right? That's
right
what I
there.
Feel like. Yeah, when he heals his neck, I think I should come back and actually get in the ring.
You should.
I'm ready to go all the way Logan Paul over here, dude. You know what I'm saying?
This they is better, amazing.
At the Jelly Roll, could you imagine at the peak of my music career when it's finally working for me after 38 years of just eating just dry and it finally starts working, and I just go be a pro wrestler.
Yes.
I'm like, what a better time to just join the circus right now.
I can't wait.
Main event WrestleMania. Another new dream.
Stop it. All new right, dream.
Our new WrestleMania. Dreams for Jelly Roll. WrestleMania.
We got to manage dreams, though. Not a main event yet.
Okay.
So let's just an appearance
a
at
earlier
WrestleMania.
Earlier in the card. We'll start not, the card
maybe
off.
A little mid-card. Late mid-card. Card, mid-late card.
Okay, mid-late.
It's close, but I don't think I'd get the main event slot.
Mid-late.
That's like for a real
and TC
celebrity.
Will be the ring girl.
Yeah, for sure, right? Yeah.
I mean, hey, if they pay well enough.
Yeah.
You'd be
a ring girl for the right money.
Absolutely.
For the record, no problem.
We could talk to you all day. I know you got to hit the stage, though, Jelly. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Am I getting kicked off the show right now?
It's not kicked off, but look at all these people that are looking at me mean. Oh, actually, wait a minute. I think we've got one more thing that we do need to do right here.
Oh, we got a surprise?
We do have a surprise.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, this is great.
Jelly Roll.
I'm not going to get caked on my.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, this is what a big cake, dude. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. This is awesome.
And
thank
that's
you
your
for
birthday
this.
Cake. But we also have one more cake, I believe, for you.
Oh, we got shots.
The number one song in the country world,
yes,
everyone.
Baby.
Give it up for Jelly Roll.
Let's go, baby. Thank you.
Let's go.
We got a candle.
Oh, yes, baby. Now we're talking.
I've never
this
seen a candle like that
birthday's getting better by
before.
The second. Yeah, they make you feel great. Yeah. Oh, thank y'all, dude.
I was never allowed to have candles like that at my birthday party.
Oh, shots. You know what, man? Are y'all still filming?
I hope so. We're still rolling, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're still rolling.
It's cool to be doing this with y'all because I'm sure you know it, but Odyssey was the station, the champion, son of a sinner.
Yeah.
They went first. The rest of the country was lagging behind. Nobody knew. And it was really hard. It's funny looking back where we are today, right? But at that moment, when we were taking Son of a Sinner to country radio, we were met with a lot of resistance. And Odyssey gave us zero. Mm-hmm. In fact, they came right in and was like, look, we love weird stuff and we're all about it. And I think that's how I ended up at Riptide. So thank y'all. It's even cooler that this got to happen on my birthday, my third number one at country radio station. And I'm doing a show with the company that got me to country radio first.
Love awesome. It.
Something poetic about that.
Cheers
we love
to that.
You. Cheers.